It's a bad religion to be in love with someone who could never love you. Oh, 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 only bad religion could have me feeling the way I do.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Pure Pleasure Technology, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
My name is Spencer Walsh. It's 4:01. You're listening to WMFO right here in Medford. Here is the news. United States and Russia clash sharply over Ukraine at a UN meeting, with Russian forces alleging the United States funding separatist forces, calling them funding Nazis at the Ukrainian border. The FDA has given full approval to Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine, taking off that pesky emergency use authorization and making it now fully official for regular use. Mount Arbery's family has accused the Department of Justice of betrayal after two of his killers struck a backdoor plea deal. The jogger was murdered in 2020 by, the black jogger was murdered in what was deemed a hate crime by three white men in southern Georgia. This is, again, back in 2020. His family says they feel betrayed by this deal, which is going to see them serve time in a preferred prison. Just after we saw a bunch of snow right here in the Medford area, residents across south central United States are bracing for rounds of heavy rain that could produce significant flash flooding this week as a multifaceted and robust storm system takes aim at a huge swath of the central of the country. Not only will southern states face flooding this Groundhog Day, but some will also encounter a mixed bag of windy precipitation in the form of snow or ice. And it looks like Boston, though, is going to be safe on that front, luckily. Reporters on Saturday went into a frenzy when Adam Schefter and Jeff Darlington broke the supposed news that longtime NFL quarterback Tom Brady was retiring after 22 years in the league. But then a funny thing happened. As countless news outlets, football fans, and current and former teammates and competitors began tweeting out congratulations and similar sentiments, other outlets reported that Tom Brady had yet to reveal his plans for next year to either Tampa Bay Buccaneers organization or head coach Bruce Arians. Suddenly, people began to backtrack. Reporters defended why they reported what they did. Others, including Bucs wide receiver and Brady's teammate Mike Evans, deleted tweets and other social media posts referencing the supposed retirement. This reporting debacle reminds us of a vital truth that has become lost in the age of information that spreads quicker than ever, and that is this. If you really want the truth, you have to go to the source, and in this case, some people seem to forget that source is Tom Brady. So that is going to be a very, very interesting situation here, especially, I'm sure, for those Boston fans listening. Patriots fans watching Tom Brady for so many years. Be very, very interested to see what he is going to do. In local news, the City of Medford has just released a statement on January the 10th announcing that they will begin using body cameras across the police department beginning tentatively this fall. According to the statement, city and police department officials signed a five-year deal with Motorola Solutions valued at $330,000 to equip the body cameras for this 100-person Medford Police Department. As thousands of Tufts students are returning to campus for the spring semester, just weeks after COVID-19 cases broke records nationwide, the university tried to provide clarity regarding COVID-19 conditions on campus amid the uncertainty, changing course modalities, and hundreds of students starting their semesters in isolation or quarantine. And as we now know, as of January 28th, University Infection Control and Health Director Michael Jordan announced adjustments to five COVID-19 policies, including, meals, including meeting restrictions, and all of that being lifted as we see the Omicron wave begin to decline here on campus. So that's some good news as we take a brief look at the weather. Just about 30 degrees, going to hover below 30, even below 20 as the night wears on. It's going to be very, very cold. Highs of 34 tomorrow and 43 and 44 later in the week, Wednesdays and Thursdays, with some showers and possibly a wintry mix on Friday to close out the week in a cold weekend at sub 30 degree Saturday and Sunday. Keep it locked right here to WMFO. We got a strong hour of music coming up, leading you into from 5 to 7 p.m. the Shakari Wright Show, taking you through the big, big, busy world in sports. You're not going to want to miss that one, ladies and gentlemen. So stick around for that at 5 to 7. But until then, you got 54 minutes of great music right here on WMFO.
No time for reminiscing. Not me, sir, thanks a lot. All the hugging and the kissing that I really never stop. You think you got me pinned, 'cause you see the snow on top. But you can ask my baby, you don't know diddly squat.
walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Belly, Beer Belly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call.
Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Tufts University Radio.
dark is getting to you. You missed your life.
Anywhere, so come along with me. Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Leave it where it is. Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
upside down. Give them what they want. Well, chestnuts playing bongos on the roofs of cars. The moon is at the end of the street. Smell of wood smoke, September stars. The autumn air so chill and sweet. Hand in hand walking beneath the trees. Hand in hand and heart to heart. He wanted so to tell her what this moment meant. He didn't know how where to start. There was a soul kiss. Told him nothing is as sweet as this. That's a soul kiss. Changed your life after mercy. What a sweet soul kiss. Well, how do you know she loves you? How do you know she cares? Spend your life looking for what can't be found, and you turn around and look, she's there. And it's a soul kiss. Tells you nothing is as sweet as this. That's a soul kiss.